Today from the Ohio Newsroom, preserving the state's Black rural history. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. This month, we're exploring stories of Black excellence throughout Ohio history. Today, a museum honoring one of the largest Black rural communities in Ohio's history. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
Terry and Gwen Chavers are putting the final touches on a small home in Braceville, where black and white photos line its bright yellow walls. These aren't just family snapshots. They chronicle more than a century of small-town history here. Terry grabs a frame of a woman standing in the same neighborhood captured more than 50 years ago.
This is one street, and there's houses all the way down the street. We know them all. This is the Broom's house, and there's a guy behind.
The photo is one of many artifacts housed in the new Braceville African American Heritage Museum. The space is the former childhood home of Terry's relative Ernie Chavers, a heavyweight boxer known best for his hard-hitting punches. He grew up to be a champion fighter, brave enough to step into the ring with Muhammad Ali.
They're on their feet at the Garden, applauding both the challenger Ernie Chavers and the champion Muhammad Ali.
A wall of the museum documents Ernie's accomplishments. And just beside it hang baseball jerseys, all worn once by switch hitter Ted Tolles Jr., a Negro League Baseball Hall of Famer from Braceville. But the museum doesn't just hold stories of great athletes. There's exhibits on local authors, entrepreneurs, and veterans, all to celebrate the small town's rich Black history.
We actually think that at one point in time, this was the largest rural African-American community in Ohio.
During the so-called Great Migration, Black people moved from the South in search of a better life. Chavers says many found one in Braceville, just west of Warren in Northeast Ohio. It had served as a stop on the Underground Railroad, and in the 20s, it boasted jobs at a nearby steel plant. The Black community lived separated from white residents, confined to less than a square mile of swampy land. But Terry says it was enough for them to thrive and grow into a community of 400 people.
They had total freedom to be able to do what they want. The police didn't bother them. As a matter of fact, we had our own constable, hardly ever need to call him.
These small pockets of independent rural Black communities, like Braceville, sprouted up across the state after the Great Migration. That's according to Rick Sheffield, a Kenyon College sociologist who studies Black rural life. But he says their histories aren't very well documented.
Black people have lived throughout rural America from the very earliest times. And yet the perception is that we haven't, we don't. And what in the world were we doing there?
Sheffield says these experiences of Black Ohioans living in small towns are often ignored when putting together a social studies syllabus or choosing what to put in the local history museum.
Young people of color living in predominantly white rural communities don't often see people who look like them, almost never hear anyone say that people who do look like them were important or contributed in any meaningful way.
The Chavers are determined to make sure that doesn't happen in Braceville, that young people know the story of community members like Ernie Chavers and Ted Tolles Jr.
From this little tiny community, a lot of notable people came, and we said, if we don't tell it, no one else will. It will be lost.
Plus, the Chavers recorded more than 30 hours of interviews with locals. Their stories will live in a digital exhibit at the museum and in a historical documentary about Braceville.
It's just something to share about the lives of some African-American people who all came to a little community that people loved.
And the Chavers aren't done collecting. They're leaving space for the future accomplishments of the resilient, tight-knit, and hardworking people that make up the community. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Braceville.
This series is made possible by the America 250 Ohio Commission. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.